the moment, increasingly, there's a realization of the fact that foreign direct investment can complement domestic savings, which are very limited at the moment. And so there is a deliberate effort to go and attract investment. We've done roadshows, investment roadshows in South Africa. We also had roadshows in Dubai at the International Investment Conference. Recently, I led the Zimbabwe delegation to China.
There are concerns, especially from potential investors who are skeptical about the empowerment laws that we have. Can you explain a bit on that?
I'm always surprised about concerns that exist. And I think largely they exist because of the media picture that is emerged around Zimbabwe. Because people think that there is expropriation that takes place. But that's not correct. Expropriation took place on the land issue, and that's been adequately explained. And the reasoning behind the land issue goes back to the Lancaster House Agreement, where the United Kingdom, along with the United States, reneged in terms of the agreements that were entered in. And so we have that scenario that emerged in terms of the land. But if you look at the empowerment laws and you read them very carefully, there is latitude that is available. And so a foreign company, as we have seen in certain transactions that have taken place, can end up owning in excess of 51% if they can justify it.
Have you seen interest in doing business with Zimbabwe ever since Zimbabwe held the elections?
Well, I think inquiries continued, but we need a more concrete drive. And my view was always that 2013 would really be a wait-and-see year. And I think we will see an improvement in 2014. And I think 2014, we will probably double, if not treble, the investment flows that we saw come through last year. I mean, last year we recorded $400 million, which is very low compared to the other countries in the region. And we really ought to be pushing investments. We need $3 to $4 billion to begin to punch within our weight.